AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. President Obama says drone strikes will continue despite the tragic mistake that saw a pair of Al-Qaeda hostages, including American Warren Weinstein, killed in January.
The president says a thorough review's begun to ensure this doesn't happen again.
We will identify the lessons that can be learned from this tragedy and any changes that should be made.
Still, he says it's a bitter truth that in the fog of war, errors can occur. Officials here are defending the U.S. drone program against charges civilians often get killed. They say, in fact, that seldom happens, and drone strikes are indispensable for hitting targets in remote regions where it's simply impractical for special forces to deploy. Mark Smith at the White House.
Italian police say they're making arrests of 18 suspected Islamic extremists, including two purported bodyguards for Osama bin Laden, who allegedly staged attacks in Pakistan and tried to topple the Pakistani government. Despite being handcuffed and shackled, Freddie Gray was not restrained by a seatbelt during what may have been a deadly police van journey in Baltimore last week. Police Commissioner Anthony Batt says that should not have happened. Batt says he's spoken with Gray's family.
I think it was a very good meeting. We ended up walking away, praying together, standing together. I made a promise to them that we will continue to change this organization, change the culture of this organization, that I am driven by making that happen.
There were more protests last night over the 25-year-old's death. A large group of students was on the stage during the grand finale of a concert last night at their high school in Westfield, Indiana, when suddenly the stage collapsed.
I just saw the first performer on stage coming out, and then the following behind was all the rest of the performers. I then saw the pieces of wood begun to collapse, and then a falling of faces.
Police say more than a dozen people were hurt, at least one critically. This is AP Radio News. Media reports say Comcast is planning to drop its $45 billion bid for Time Warner Cable after pushback from government regulators. Standard & Poor's Capital IQ tech analyst Tuna Amobi says the merger would have created a colossus that no one could compete with.
It was going to create a company with much, bigger market power that, would have nothing even close to it in terms of broadband as well as video.
Another ice cream recall due to the discovery of Listeria bacteria. This time it's Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams of Ohio. Spoiler alert, don't listen if you're a fan of Grey's Anatomy and haven't yet seen last night's show. McDreamy is dead. The creator of the long-running medical drama Shonda Rhimes wrote the surprise departure for the character of Derek Shepherd, played by Patrick Dempsey. The doctor died from injuries suffered when he was blindsided by a truck. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.